As Jesus talks of returning to the Father, he promises to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will teach Jesus' followers and remind them of all that Jesus taught. Even more, those in whom God makes a home will experience a peace that overcomes fear. The Holy Gospel for the sixth Sunday of Easter is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to begin this morning with a story about a poor man who struggled with life in the community he lived in. The community that he and his family lived in was filled with corruption, injustice, unfairness, hatred. It was not a good place to live. And so the man would always talk to his family passionately about how they needed to find a new city, a new place to live, where there would be peace and love and justice and fairness, all those kinds of things that were missing. Well, his family didn't really act on that. And so one morning he decided he just couldn't take it at home anymore. And so he decided to leave his family and find the city that he longed for. And so he got up early in the morning, packed a little bit of food to take, kissed his family goodbye, and left on a path to find this new city. And during the day, he walked and walked. Finally, in the early afternoon, he ate part of his lunch. Then he continued moving forward along his way. When sunset came, he decided he should rest and continue the next day. And so what he did, he made a place to lay beside the path. And then he took off his shoes and put them in the center of the path, pointing them in the direction he'd been traveling, so that he would be sure to continue on his way. Well, during the night, a passerby came down that same path and decided to play a practical joke on the man. And so he took his shoes and turned them in the opposite direction and then continued on his way. The next morning, the man woke up, packed up the rest of his things he had taken with him, put on his shoes, and started down the path. Later in the day, he finished the food he'd taken with him. And as the sun was beginning to set on that day, he noticed in the distance that new city he'd been longing for. And he started to walk faster and faster. And in a while, he discovered that it looked rather familiar. And when he got into the city, he noticed it was very familiar. He found a most familiar street and a most familiar house. And he went inside, And he lived out the rest of his life in happiness and contentment. Something must have happened. What was old became that which was new. Now, my grandpa, Bert Sandberg, was born in 1891 in Noseby, Sweden, in Värmland. And in 1908, he and his family were longing for a new city as well. And so they left Sweden, and in June of 1908, they departed from Liverpool, England, on a Cunard vessel, the Ituria. And about a week later, they came to Ellis Island. And my grandpa always talked about the first thing he saw in this new world when they got here was the Statue of Liberty. And he always talked about how important it was for him to see that symbol in this new world. Now, the Statue of Liberty technically is known as the New Colossus. And I'm sure we all know what the inscription is at the base of that statue. The New Colossus says what? Give me your tired, your poor, your wretched refuse, yearning to breathe free. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Something was going to be different in this new city, in this new country. All would be welcome. Everything would be good. And you'll notice in our country, that word new is important. We have New Hampshire, New Jersey, and of course New York. But in North Dakota, what do we have? We have New Rockford, New Leipzig, New England, New Salem. There's all kinds of newness here too. Or is there? It seems it's hard to find newness. We struggle with that. Just like that man who was yearning for something new in an old world. That's kind of where we find ourselves today. Today we hear in the gospel these words of Jesus, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not like the world gives do I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." The Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, starts with those very same words. We hear it often at a funeral. John 14 begins with that. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. And here at the end of the chapter, we hear those words again. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Today, you and I have been given by God in Christ a different kind of peace that's always new. It's new every day through the power of the Holy Spirit. Whether you know it or not, every day the Holy Spirit declares newness for us, that we would go out into the world as new people, as Easter people. Hard to do, isn't it? But today, again, we've been made new. And we are called to take those gifts, the gifts that only God can give in Christ, out into the world with us. Gifts like love and hope and compassion and peace. When we take those gifts with us out into the world, we make this old world new. And that's our challenge. But It's our calling. Our calling is to be that kind of person, filled by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, who goes out into this old world full of chaos and pain and challenge with these new gifts that only God can give. I think in that little story I shared about the man, when he got home, he saw life in a different way. And even though he was in the same old place, it had a newness to it. Sometimes we get in a rut. We fail to see the newness in things, the new opportunities in things, the new invitation to life in things. And today at Trinity, we continue to try and be this people who look into the outside world, the future, bringing those kinds of gifts that we create newness right where we are. And in so doing, we fulfill the call of God in Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.